4D printing is a technology in which manufacturers can produce materials with self-folding interactions. Today we're looking at 4D printing for the field of orthodontics and how this technology can dramatically reduce the amount of plastic we're using in our clear aligners. Stay with us. Welcome to another episode of Ortho Thrive. I'm your host, Richie Gerzon. Today we have Dr. Sharif Kandel joining us. Sharif is co-founder, CEO, and head of R&D at K-Line Europe, a German company whose mission is to change people's thinking about orthodontics. Sharif has treated over 4,500 cases with aligners, owned 6 patents, and has delivered over 170 lectures worldwide. Sharif, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for the intro, and glad to be here.
Yeah. So, Sharif, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your background experience? How did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it was quite of an interesting track where I started first as a dentist. And in Egypt, I finished my studies there as being a dentist. And then they came here to Germany in 2013. But before I came here first, I kind of like developed our lab, or first lab to make clear aligners in Egypt back then. It was pretty interesting because, I mean, people back then in 2008 almost didn't know anything about clear aligners at all. Mm-hmm. And it was like, the pharaoh who discovered the new magic back then. It was very interesting how clear aligners really propagated, the idea propagated so fast, and how it was received by the public and also by doctors. And back then we were using like a lot of high tech, and I thought that the best way to go is in order to serve more clients and use this tech at a higher level even, is to center myself somewhere else where we could have better resources. And then in 2013 we started in Germany. The main focus from the start until this moment is focused on innovation. Now, a lot of people talk about innovation, but maybe we took it a little bit ahead and beyond, focusing on a different kind of problem that wasn't the focus of clear aligners at all from the beginning, I would say, which is the sustainability problem. Mm. And that's where all the idea of technology of 4D came in. Most of all, I mean, this was influenced, I would say, by one article that I read once about NASA and also about IKEA, where they were developing techniques to use 4D printing. And back then I was like, when I read this, it's like 4D printing? Everyone knows what 3D printing is, at least in our field.
Yeah.
But 4D printing, that sounds really cool. And then when I checked what exactly they're doing with this technology, it was like super cool. So it's like you get like this plate somehow from IKEA. That's what they want as a vision. You just buy a plate and it's actually a chair. So you go back home and just throw it in a tub full of water. And then it kind of like reforms or reshapes itself and takes a different shape.
What? So, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's
cool. We're going to have to put that on the webpage.
It was unbelievable. I was like, thought to myself, that is the best thing I've heard in technology till moment. And it's like, you could morph shapes, you could change shapes to whatever you want using the right stimulus and like pre-programming materials.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of how 4D aligners started.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about ClearX aligners, and then what does 4D technology mean for aligners?
Yeah, so we all know clear aligners as being static aligners that have a specific form, they're thermoformed on, and you wear it for, let's say, 1 or 2 weeks or even 3 weeks, and then your teeth move from one step to another. And the 4D technology is based upon kind of a modified kind of thinking where the aligner has different shapes in it. So it's just like one single aligner could reshape itself to the next shape. And even the shape after. So
really,
at the current point of time, each aligner from those that we have developed could change its shape to three different shapes, in total three different shapes.
Okay.
And the material has this memory built into it so that when it's activated, it changes the shape from shape one to shape two, and then activated once again. So it changes the shape two from two to three. This is done by using a device where we call the Alighter Booster. So the patient like gets something like this with them at home. It's delivered with the lighters, and it's just let's say like a water heater kind of thing. But it's controlled through an app, a really cool app that nice. They just control the booster. They put the lighters in once a week, and it changes the shape to the next shape. When they finish 3 weeks wearing the aligner, after it changes its shape three times, then they move on to the next aligner and so on. So that is just like the basic idea of how it works.
So what are the big benefits? Is this the main benefit? Is this the sustainability that you're talking about?
Well, it started first with sustainability, but I mean, what is sustainability useful for the community if it only has one advantage, right? I mean, it must have like a collective advantage or purpose out of it. And one of them is sustainability for sure. I'll talk a little bit about it as well, and then I'll head into other advantages. So the first advantage related to sustainability is in the fact that we decrease the amount of plastic used for every treatment by at least 50 to 60%. Yeah. So you can imagine like, instead of using three aligners, you're going to use one single aligner. Instead of using three models, you're going to use also one model, and so on. It's not exactly calculated in that manner, because it has like kind of in the fabrication, kind of like a slightly complicated way. But according to our calculation, I mean, we're talking about 50% to 60% decrease of the amount of plastic used there.
Yeah, that's significant. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly huge. And we've been seeing, again, like many sectors out there, everyone is focusing, how could we go more environmentally friendly, decrease plastic usage or. But it's like clear aligners or in general orthodontics, we're like having this plastic bubble that is expanding further and further. Mm-hmm. And it's like very little, a few people are talking about that problem. Because it is very difficult. I mean, the types of plastics that we use for example, 3D printing, they're mostly thermostatic. So they just change their shape from one shape to another. You can't go back again. So you just have to throw it. You cannot use that, or you cannot melt it and reuse it, or use as it's not compostable and so on.
So it can't be recycled in any way, the existing material, the thermoplastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about all kinds of materials in the market, but I'm saying, let's say the resin ones specifically, these are the ones that are non-reversible, or till now there is no technology that could reverse that stage and make the material reusable once again. And the aligners themselves also, they're quite a big waste. I mean, we're trying as much as possible to encourage the clients to send back. I mean, they send back the booster and they send the aligner even back on our costs. But at the end of the day, still, it's not everyone does that. And apart from our technology that we're trying to introduce in many markets now, still so many people or so many other companies do not take sustainability seriously enough. But sooner or later, this point will come as well. So I talked a lot about sustainability, but there are, as I said, like other advantages as well.
Yeah. Okay. And let's talk about that.
Yeah. So the clear aligners done with the 4D technology, they decrease actually the treatment time. And that is could reach even significant amounts to even 30% or even 40% decrease in the treatment duration. That is theoretically speaking in comparison to our normal aligner system that we had before, which is moving like 0.5 millimeter, let's say in a bodily fashion in the 2 weeks period. And then the next aligner is worn and moves again an extra 0.5 millimeter. Again, I'm talking like hypothetical ranges. And what the 4D technology does is that since you have like a big movement that is like cut into smaller tranches, so what we could do is that basically every single week, we could make like an 0.3 millimeter movement. And this is way better for the patient, way much more comfortable for the patient.
I bet it is,
And it makes it easy to actually increase slightly the increments of movement, or let's say that the total amount of movement through breaking down these movements into smaller chunks. So that's basically what we do. And in 1 month, instead of moving only, let's say 1 millimeter, as this in like bodily fashion example, we could move even till 1.3 millimeters or even 1.5 millimeters in some cases. So again, this speed, it definitely helps a lot. In so many cases, doctors ask us, could you give me like the duration with 3D and duration for 4D technology for that case? And we lay them down. Okay, here you go. This is, for example, 12 months with the normal treatments. And with the 4D method, it's only going to take 8 months, for example. So still duration, it plays a really big factor for so many clients. And moving to also another advantage, and this is one of the things that I discovered by coincidence throughout the time, since almost mid to 2020, since we started to introduce it officially, that patients get more engaged with these treatments. Patients use their app nowadays for so many things, okay? And if you could somehow get Internet of Things into orthodontics, mm-hmm. orthodontics gets a totally different perspective. It's one of those hurdles or problems in general in removable orthodontics, the commitment of the patient, the discipline that the patient shows throughout the treatment. And if you could control that and make the journey of orthodontics exciting and engaging as much as possible, that's one of the things that I think ClearX, unintentionally, or 4D Alliance unintentionally achieved.
How did you do that? I'm assuming it has to do with the app interface, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when the patient gets, when they get the booster, I mean, they're engaged in the treatment. All right. They know that I have to, I'll boost it by myself next week. I mean, they have their calendar on the app for reminding them about the aligners. They give in feedback, for example, I have here slight pressure on the teeth or malfitting aligners, et cetera, et cetera. And they could give this info or data on the app directly that this is how the situation looks like. And through our AI built in the app or in the background, the booster could say, you don't boost today. We're gonna postpone it for 2 days or 3 days, according to the data that you gave in,
So the patient's data is actually affecting the treatment. They have a little bit of a influence there. Fascinating.
That's actually the fourth advantage that I wanted to mention, but I just hopped into it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Is that I mean, it's part of this, you know, like putting patient in the center. I mean, it's making the patient, giving the patient slight responsibility for the treatment, making the treatment more exciting, while also getting the best customized outcome for every single patient. And this never existed in orthodontics before, to have a device, an orthodontic device, that could give this intelligence to know every single time how your response is, how your signs and symptoms are, and reflect back on the treatment without the need that every time you should whether do mid-course corrections or do whatever change in the treatment plan. It kind of monitors the plan in an indirect way and accordingly refines itself step by step, just by a very simple technique, again, by like deferring boosting, make the patient wear the aligner further or a little bit earlier. You could change or boost the aligner. There's so much to it that that even we were thinking in the future even to integrate further options, whether it's related to the wearing time of the aligners as well, as we keep on decreasing the booster size to even the retainer box size, so that it fits in your pocket and you could just anywhere you could put it inside and then it knows, okay, he wasn't wearing the aligner at that time. I mean, again,
I see, get even more data.
Assuming that the patient, every time that they put it inside this retainer box, I mean, it's not the case every single time, but at least it gives like more of a direction of how long the patient is wearing the aligner and how long the patient isn't. Yeah.
I like the fact that you can get the doctors getting this data more real time, and all this can happen without a physical appointment, which is very interesting. So you're actually making course corrections without someone coming in every single time to do so.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, the doctor has certainly the access. They could see that from the portal, from the back end, all the log file of the patient and how they're dealing with the booster and so on, which gives more transparency for the doctor understanding of the outcomes. And it's part of, let's say, like integrating teledentistry into practices on the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. I think orthodontics and really, really advanced when it comes to telemedicine in general, in my opinion. So who makes the aligners? Are they shipped to the doctor? Does the doctor have their own printer? How does that work?
Till this moment, everything is shipped directly to the doctor. So the doctor gets this box of aligners, and it has the booster, the instructions, and the QR code through which the patient will be downloading the app so that it's connected directly to the doctor's account.
Yeah, perfect.
And and the doctor just delivers it directly without the need to do anything from their side. I mean, they just only give the instructions, the normal instructions, and the patient starts the treatment.
Cool. Is there any cost difference between you guys and Invisalign as far as treatment cost?
Well, I wouldn't say that there is any difference when it comes to comparing those pricings to, or our pricing to the, let's say, silver Invisalign providers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the price is at almost that point.
Gotcha. Okay. So do you have labs in the U.S.? Are they in Germany? Where is everything shipped?
Everything at this point of time is still in Germany, and we're distributing in all throughout the European Union. However, awesome. We're in the process of for the certification for 510K clearance, and hoping by end of this year that we'll introduce also in the U.S.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we get to introduce you to a lot of doctors around the U.S. It's really fun.
Sure. My pleasure.
So how long is treatment typically right now? Do you have a typical treatment length?
Well, as you know, Richie, I mean, there is a huge span of kinds of cases, right?
Yeah.
We just try to tell the doctor as much as possible that whatever the normal treatments are for normal standard aligner treatments, it's almost 30% less in terms of time. We cannot exactly guarantee 30% because it's still also dependent on many factors. But we just say that it is, almost a third less in time than standard aligner treatments.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really is. Cool. Okay. So can you go a little bit more into the app? Like, what is the experience from the user? What are they doing with the app?
Yeah. So it starts first by when the client gets the box of aligners and they open it, and then they scan the QR code, and then they log in. Then, as I said, they're connected to the doctor's account. And then they start with the app by just submitting a couple of things related to their own data. If they even prefer certain days where they want to boost their aligners in. And the app usually tries as much as possible to like give kind of recommendations. So for example, it gives a recommendation to boost your aligners during the midday or in the morning where the metabolism is higher and the expectancy of better results is even better there.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, I mean, the more you come near to the circadian rhythm of your body in the early hours of the day, the better the metabolism is and the better the responses are. And thus, that's how the app tries as much as possible to use these biological, perks in order to improve the treatment further. And then it just reminds the patient, just sets it in the calendar so that it gives the patient like reminders one day before the boosting and on the day of the boosting itself or the time of the boosting itself as well.
Oh, perfect.
And the patient could see like the log file of all the boosting sessions that they have done. They get into kind of a gamification kind of thing where they the more regularly they boost and the more committed they are in the treatment to get more points, and just compare it to a whole bunch of a lot of other patients as well. Just put them in.
Oh, that's nice. Here. That would definitely work for sure. That's a good idea.
At the end, it's just all about making the treatment so exciting for the patient. And again, I mean, we see how patients, behavior looks like with other products, and how software and hardware coupled together makes it so much fun. And that's why we're trying to always put in these very small changes that really make a big difference for the patient. On the day of the boosting itself, there are a couple of questions that are that the app asks, and the patients give these in. Yeah. In order to help the app keep on improving the treatment outcome. And again, these answers are basically like signs and symptoms in more of a, like a very exciting graphic-like form, where it just shows them, okay, these are your teeth. Now, point, is there any pressure on certain areas, even if there is like aligner is not fitting at any point or another? They could take photos and upload it so that their doctors could take a look at it as well and see, okay, is there anything that need to be changed there or not? We're not doing anything related to dental monitoring. So it's a different kind of app, but it's,
yeah, that's fair.
It's at the end of this, it just gives direct feedback. If there is a tooth, for example, that has been in the treatment or really, I mean, it's connected to the treatment plan directly, right? So it just knows exactly, okay, you've marked, for example, the upper lateral, upper right lateral, for example, that you still have pressure despite today is the boosting day. And for that, the app would reject the boosting and would say, okay, you have to stay still two more days, and then we will try to repeat again the boosting stage. Mm. Till there is no pressure at all in the, or any kind of, let's say, pain or uncomfort on the teeth, then we move forward. If there is like uncomfort in a tooth that is not related at all, then it will just give the doctor like a signal that there is something weird going on, or I'm just saying a hypothetical example.
Sure, that makes sense.
If there is anything at all, that the doctor gets a notification about it as well, and they could get in touch with the patient or even write them through the app. You need a consultation soon, or come over to check that tooth or whatsoever.
Which is just as important as the opposite. Yeah, absolutely. Do you find that the doctor has less appointments per patient using this technology?
Yeah, I mean, in spite we didn't till now have a survey in terms of how far would it decrease the number of appointments, but practically speaking, or very pragmatically thinking, it does decrease the number of appointments in the doctor's office. Yeah,
at least the necessary ones. I guess that's up to the doctor what they want to do. But we've talked about that a few times in different shows, and it seems like a trend. You know, we're reducing the unnecessary appointments, which is good, especially in these times. Totally. Are there any specific ways you think the doctors can use this tech as a marketing differentiator when they're trying to attract new patients?
Well, that's a very good question, because I mean, this kind of question was asked to me in different areas of the world. In spite of we're focusing on the European market, and mostly what for the peer markets here we found very, very critical is that when the doctor presents the Clear X, they talk about two things. It's faster, and it's more sustainable.
That's so interesting.
These are the two things that just sell it without even discussing even further. And I think
I'm surprised they don't bring, because you're saying there's less discomfort. To me, that would be a big point that I would share with a potential new patient. Who doesn't want unnecessary discomfort?
It's at the end. It's I think it's a little bit dependent upon your culture, location, et cetera.
Yes, that makes sense.
For example, in Asia Pacific, when some of our clients wanted to start using the Clear X, the most important differentiating factor was the speed. It's all dependent upon a couple of factors, but I think at least for the European market at this point, we're seeing that a very significant differentiation factor is the sustainable approach behind the product.
Yeah, I think in big cities in the US, that would be one of the most important things for sure. Absolutely. So the Californias, New Yorks, definitely. Do you guys provide any sort of marketing materials when someone signs up with you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they could sign up directly on the website, and then they get the marketing material, all the material they need, even in for online marketing. Marketing team or customer service as well gets in touch with them. And if they need like any specifics that need to be customized, we do that as well for them. But yeah, there's a lot of range of marketing stuff and giveaways that are there for the ClearX.
Yeah. So we have talked a lot about sustainability. Is there anything kind of you recommend to doctors outside of ClearX you think is just a good way to be more sustainable?
Very good question. I think that the current system in general, the aligners in the aligner field, there is only one way at this current time to decrease plastic, which is to send, if the company or the manufacturer of the aligners, they have an option or like kind of a program for collecting the aligners back and creating clear energy with it, or whatever, how they want to do that. I've heard that Align Tech was working on something and they already maybe started already to apply it. Some other companies as well, trying to do their best to find sustainable approaches out there. However, in my opinion, the only way to decrease plastic is to eliminate the use of plastic itself from the beginning, rather than creating the plastic and then trying to just, you know, like collect it back from the market directly. But I mean, at this point of time, since there is no other option but to do that, to just collect the aligners back and try to decrease your carbon footprint during the manufacturing process, that's the only thing that I would say should get more important, or we should shed the light on it further, on how do companies deal with the plastic problem. And what does their carbon footprint look like at all? In spite that it wasn't a problem before, but I think that since the market is growing at a staggering rate of, let's say, in the US, maybe like almost 19% compound annual growth rate.
That sounds right.
With this growth rate, you'd expect like enormous amount of plastic from the aligner field within the next 5 years. And if we don't do something about it now, or at least start moving, it will certainly be a big problem in the near future.
Are you aware of any other materials that are kind of on the horizon that people are looking for to use that are not plastic, I guess?
Well, there are, I think, things like popping up as in terms of, but they, I mean, they're all trials at the end. But I didn't hear about something serious in the market that that is sustainable, or some kind of plastic that could be somehow recycled or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Then it's a medical product, so it's really difficult to work on recycling it. Yet there could be some trials out there that I even don't know about, but they didn't come yet over the radar so that we all know about.
Yeah. So your solution really is the best right now, as far as that goes, for sure. All right. So the big question, why choose ClearX over other aligner companies? What would you say?
Well, if you care enough about the environment and you care about a better customized treatment that is most of all exciting, then I think ClearX is the clear choice.
Awesome. Is there anything in store for you guys in the future? You want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we've talked about the product itself as ClearX, but I just wanted to add one important thing for the future. It's more like an ethical kind of direction that we want to go for, is that we want to encourage others to do almost the same, or even we are intending to share or open these patents even that we have for ClearX in the future, to give the opportunity that others also work on this. I mean, we will not be solving anything if we just keep it only for ourselves. And thus, this is something that we are planning to do within the next 3 years, depending how the market evolves, to start to encourage others to use the same or something similar in order to find a solution to cut using plastic in the first place.
Now that makes sense. All right, before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to cover?
Thanks a lot. I think that was almost it. I mean, we tried as much as possible. I tried to cover as much as possible. I mean, it's kind of a sophisticated new product that has a lot of details behind it, but I hope that I made it as easy as possible.
I had never heard of this material, nor the IKEA chair. So I'm going to look that up right after the show. I think that's, I didn't know that we've gone that far in material science. It's pretty amazing. All right, Sharif, thanks for being on the show. And I look forward to hearing what happens next for ClearX.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
You're welcome. Take it easy. We're all looking for ways to be more sustainable in 2021, and ClearX has developed a way to reduce the amount of waste when you're using clear aligners. It's a great technology. I'd never heard of it. I think it's super exciting. I'm actually going to do a bunch of research for it now because I think that material science is amazing. I can't believe we've come this far with plastic technology. So if you're interested in being more sustainable, I think you might want to check it out. If you want to be a guest on the show or you have an idea for an episode, just go to orthothrive.com. You can email me directly at richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.